Welcome to the next installment of What to Read, April issue. I'm Prashasti, also your host, and today we're going to be talking to Dan about his new book. Hi, Dan.
Hello, Prashasti.
So, would you mind telling me about the book?
Well, the book is called The Undertaker's Rise of the Corpses. Pretty much, it's a different spin to a zombie apocalypse. And it pretty much says the zombie apocalypse is already here. We're all just too blind to see it. The way it starts off, there's this 12-year-old kid by the name of Will Ritter, and he wakes up this one Wednesday, October morning. It's pretty much a normal day. He goes to get ready for school, has breakfast, all that kind of stuff. When he gets outside, his old man neighbor starts yelling at him like he always does. He goes to acknowledge his neighbor, and the original old man he always sees is now a walking corpse. Of course, this freaks him out, and he starts to realize that he is starting to see people, but the people that he's seeing are walking dead bodies, flaky eyeballs coming out, all that kind of stuff. Very nice, very nice. And for some reason, he's the only one that can see them.
Mm-hmm.
All the other kids can see, like, his teacher has, like, maggots eating out of her. And for some reason, all the other kids are thinking, oh, man, we have a math test, while this kid's like, our teacher's a zombie. So, freaking out, and went, and then he, and then this one girl by the name of Helena rushes him and says, if you want to live, come with me. Running away from all these corpses that now they are chasing after Will and Helena, and by a series of events that I don't want to give away too much of the story, Will ends up joining a group by the known as the Undertakers. They are between the ages of 12 to about 17. There are no adults for some reason, and he finds out all the Undertakers can see these dead people for what they really are. And for some reason, only kids can see them. They don't really know why, but the big thing they say is, don't call these things zombies. Zombies are slow, dumb, and weak. These things are fast, strong, and organized.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would be your favorite part? I mean, have you finished the book?
Yeah, I finished the book.
Okay.
And what's not my favorite part? I have to say, one of my top favorite parts is when Will starts training for being an undertaker, since, of course, all the undertakers are kids who pretty much live normal everyday lives. They're not used to combating fast, strong zombies. So he ends up going to what they call First Stop, which is the training spot for all the new undertakers. And as he's at First Stop, it starts to dawn on him, we are battling corpses who, they have branches in the police department, in town council, everything, and we're all just a bunch of kids.
Mm-hmm.
In his mind, there's no chance he can win this war.
Now, tell me about the author, because you mentioned that he was related to you.
Yeah, the author is Ty Drago. He is my uncle,
mm-hmm.
And I've known him for a while. He likes the whole horror, sci-fi stuff. This book isn't really horror. It's very much so sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm trying to figure out, is Ty Drago his pen name or...
His full name is Anthony Drago,
oh, okay.
But Ty Drago is just short for that. And from what I've known him, my uncle's a very, very funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
But when I read this book, yes, it is aimed for, like, teenagers and stuff like that. But it gets so serious. I did not expect this from my uncle. Yes, it is a kid's story, but there are parts where I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy's life is horrible.
How long did it take you to read the book?
I'm a bit of a slow reader, so I'd say a few days or so,
mm-hmm.
maybe a week.
How long is it?
The book is about 460 pages, but it goes by fast.
Well, that's what we all look for in a book. So, if this book was just on a stand at, say, Barnes & Noble's or something, would you pick it up?
I would definitely pick it up.
I mean, not
just because my uncle's the author,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, one, it has a cool cover,
yeah.
And two, just reading the first chapter, the first page, it catches your attention. My uncle does not waste a single moment of time.
Would you mind reading the first sentence?
All right, I'll do that for you. Hold on one second. On a Sunday, Wednesday morning in October, a day that would mark the end of one life and the beginning of another, I found out that my next door neighbor was one of the walking dead.
Now that's pretty calling.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for informing the East community about this. I'm sure we'll all be happy to read this.
No problem at all. Thank you for having me.